The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The biggest exhibit by far in the Manx Museum is that mighty whale, or rather the skeleton of a whale, which hangs from the ceiling of the Natural History Gallery. It is also the exhibit which has made a lasting impression on me since, as a small boy, I first saw it many years ago, in the grip at that time of a boyish fascination with prehistoric monsters. I thought it was one of those vicious flying predators, a pterodactyl. But no, it may look as though it's flying up there. But it is a whale, and it's in the Manx Museum because it was washed up dead in the Isle of Man 95 years ago. And not surprisingly, it caused a tremendous sensation. It is, or was, a sei, S-E-I, whale, a member of the rorqual species. And at the time of its death, it was a young female. But young or not, when its body was washed up at Langness in May 1925, it was nearly 50 feet long and weighed at least 40 tons. It wasn't known how the whale died. The likeliest cause was being hit by a ship somewhere out in the Irish Sea. But after the body had been found by boys from King William's College, word of it spread round the island like wildfire. After all, nobody local, apart from a few deep-sea sailors, was likely to have ever seen a whale before. And sightseers flooded down to Langness in their thousands to stare at this monster of the deep. Some people went so far as to try and remove pieces of whalebone from it as souvenirs, and others even ventured in between the massive jaws to try and prise a tooth or two loose. But this was quickly stopped. The Manx Museum trustees stepped in smartly and erected notices at the scene saying that the whale had been seized by them on behalf of the Crown, and anyone interfering with the body would be prosecuted. This was the first step towards transporting the whale to the museum. A tug was brought in to pull the body off the rocks and haul it, with some difficulty owing to strong tides and currents, round to Derby Haven, where it was beached. After this, two steam-powered traction engines were brought up, and the body was loaded onto three linked trailers for the long and what was to be a painstaking journey to Douglas, with huge numbers of spectators in awestruck attendance. By this time, it was a very dead whale indeed, and on the journey it had a police escort, which went ahead warning householders on the roadside to keep their windows closed because of the smell. After arrival in Douglas, the whale's body was transported to Braddon, to the Litz manure works, where most of its flesh was stripped away. Then the bones were buried in sand to allow natural processes to strip them of the remaining flesh, after which they were put into storage. There was still much more to be done, and it wasn't until 12 years later, in 1937, that the Edward Forbes Gallery, named after a Manxman who became one of Britain's foremost naturalists of the 19th century, was opened. Then the skeleton was securely bolted together and hauled aloft in triumph. This was something which to this day I wish I had been present to see happen. Today it is to be seen up there in all its glory. I still find it a thing of wonder, and also perhaps a little sadness, that such a magnificent creature had had to be cut short early in life, with its skeleton perhaps never ever to be found. But the whale of Langness, 95 years on from the day it was washed up, is not really just hanging around up there. It's doing a big job of work for the Manx Museum. You could say it's earning its board and lodging.